Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sky Ranger Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sky Ranger Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sky Ranger Brand.
Recorded in the Green Room Lounge, Deep Blue, Wisconsin. I'm Scott.
Oh, I'm John. I don't know.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Scott. So I don't know why. I just was spinning around the whole time before we started.
You're
and
spinning?
I'm
spinning.
Spinning.
I was spinning in place, and I'm dizzy.
Wait, why were you just spinning in place?
Because I could. I don't know. Anyways,
I ripped a hole in my jeans today, like earlier today, and I have not had a moment to.
Is it like? Is it visible?
You haven't had a moment to switch jeans?
I have not. No. No, I haven't. No. You have jeans on you? Do you have a pair of jeans?
No, but I can find a moment to switch them or just put a little duct tape.
Yeah, I didn't find a moment, no.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
When did
Maybe I wanted to sit on stage in front of a bunch of people with my crotch showing.
Where's
That's
it?
What it was.
Where's
Secret
the
rift? Right in the...
I can't see that.
Yeah, good. That's the plan. I don't want you to see it.
Does it feel good?
Sorry I brought it. No, it doesn't feel good, but it doesn't feel bad either. It doesn't feel anything. It's the jeans. I don't feel my jeans.
How'd you rip them? Doing aerobics?
I was doing some aerobics. I was like, I'll put on my jeans to work out.
Some of that DDP yoga?
Yep, DDP.
DDP?
Yeah, Diamonds Dallas Page, the wrestler, has a yoga video, and he's made millions off of it.
I thought it was like double penetration.
Yeah, double.
Yep.
Quadruple.
Yeah, that really catches on. While you're trying to do yoga, two guys are fucking you.
No, it's double, so it's four guys.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Which they usually call QP, just quadruple.
Quadruple, double.
QPD.
This is gross already. All right, okay, wait.
Mike distracted me. I got a whole list of topics tonight. Hey, in case you didn't know, a round of applause, who hasn't been to one of these shows or listened to one?
The world erupts.
Who has been here before?
All right, questions are not going to work tonight.
No. But I was going to say, I have a special guest tonight, and by guest, I mean, we have people, because up in De Pere, we have our,
Why did you look up when you said up in De Pere?
I was trying to find the sign where we are.
Do you not know where you are?
No, I know where, no, it's the, what is it called, Wisconsin?
What's called
Green,
Wisconsin?
Green Bay Improv Festival 2014, and we have people from Kansas City.
Yes.
Missouri. I thought they'd be cheering.
They did, but they're
they looked confused. They looked confused.
Oh, he's. And then we have people from Irvine, California. And
the crowd goes wild for both.
And
of those.
Yeah, and they don't know, but I'm going to bring them on stage sometime during the podcast.
Now they know.
So I have some topics.
Okay, that's fun.
Mike, I still want to know how you ripped your jeans.
I just stretched my legs too far.
All right, sorry I asked. Go ahead, Scott.
It wasn't interesting.
My first thing is, I wrote, thinking is weird. Do you think like people do in books?
I'm sorry?
Do you think like people do in books? Like when people think in books?
No, I don't know what you mean by when people think
Like when people think in books, do you think like people think in books?
Stop saying think in books.
Do you think... I don't... How do you explain... Do you think like people think in books?
Try it again.
Okay, John, you read books.
Yes.
People think in books.
Yes.
Do you think like people?
I'm so confused. Like when they're thinking, when they're like writing their own things and like in their character or what they're thinking. Like I'm so confused in the context of this.
So like in a book, he's explaining something. It's like, oh, look at that stool. Wow, boy, that, and then his mind, he's like, that stool reminded him of his first marriage and how his wife always fell off the stool.
Oh, we're like,
and he starts laughing to himself.
I've done that before. I've seen a random thing and just went into like a random spiral of bad memories and stuff and then just kind of like be sad and then just move on with my life.
But do you have like an inner monologue?
Yeah.
No,
No, you don't.
Yeah, how dare you?
You're wrong.
I kind of do have inner monologue. Like, talk to myself, and I kind of hum to myself and do little things, and I just...
Do you talk... Do you think they think in books? Do you think... Like,
you need to stop saying that phrase. If that's not the title of this, I'd be really pissed off.
Do you think...
It depends on the book, and it depends on my thoughts. But, yeah, I don't... I mean, in books, they think working towards the plot of a book. I'm not working towards a plot,
but
as far as I know.
But do you have an inner monologue? Like... People monologue in their books?
No, if my brain starts monologuing, I'll just start saying it out loud.
So John's the weird one.
Yep.
He thinks,
I guess,
out loud in his head.
But the books are so different that I don't understand the question. Like, that's like, all I can think of is like a weird thriller book like Gone Girl. Like, I've never thought of what any of those people thought.
Right here. I wrote, don't understand how to think in books.
I'm not questioning.
Do you think like they think in books? Do you think like they think in books?
Do you think like they think in books?
Do you think like they think in books?
No. That's why I'm worried. I'm reading a lot of books. I'm like,
no, don't worry that your life isn't like a book.
But they write those things for the purpose of the book. They're not just scribbling on a notebook. That no one would buy just notebooks of, like, this is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's part of a book with a plot, and there's a reason for
it.
If
you thought, like, people actually think in published, like, books with plots and stuff like that, that's crazy people
okay.
things.
But here's the thing. That happens in almost all the books.
Yes, because they have to. Describe what's
going
on.
If it doesn't exist in real life, why is it in books? Just like double jump. If you double jump in a video game, no one in real life can double jump.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And no one would play that fucking video game.
Yeah.
Well, I fell in a cliff and died.
That's
a theory for everything. That's like saying if you see something on stage, like, I didn't write that joke. That's not possible. How did they write that joke? I didn't think of it.
The reason we watch movies and read books and play video games is because they're not like real life.
But there are... But
no, that's why
are you going to bring up biographies?
Real life sucks, and so we want to like go and that's why we do this. No, that's not why we do this.
Yeah.
I don't know why we do this. I have no idea what.
Yeah, I'm not going to go see John Wick tomorrow during a matinee because my life is good.
But
it's because I like Keanu Reeves shooting people in the face, right. And I'm not ever going to do that. And I'm going to go, that's never going to happen. But it's, I will not think like things like things in movies.
Do you think like they think in movies?
I do not think like things in movies. Do you think like they think in
movies?
Not in like film noir movies. No.
Do you think about books and the things in movies, like Great Gatsby? We're like, oh, I wonder what this person's thinking in movies in the book.
I'm so tired. I don't.
All right. Well, I guess that settles it. My next. Topic is drums.
Drums?
Drums?
Okay.
It says drums.
No,
yeah.
Stop. I'm not questioning you writing them down.
Is there more to this topic?
I'm asking about the topic.
The topic was the word drums.
Yeah, I...
That's not like, a topic.
I don't
That's
play
a
them.
Noun.
Mike?
I'm sure I had a...
Do you play drums, Mike?
I don't play drums.
Can you kind of?
I bet I could.
I'm terrible at it.
Okay.
Can't really keep a beat like a rock band
yeah.
or like the video game. I was terrible.
Oh, I played actually on Rock Band. That's the one I played. With drums, yeah.
I'm a good bass guitarist.
What was the first time you
sound like a bass guitar?
I do. Like the guy who doesn't get laid who just sits there like. Let's do some coke.
But that sounded like a country bass line though. I don't know if that's gonna be like cocaine.
That's over like the cool guitar riff.
Regardless, you're not doing cocaine. You might be the guy they send to get the coke.
That's true. Who comes back with half the money?
I got robbed.
Why is everyone... Where's all the girls?
Drums, Scott.
I moved on already.
Did you? Hard to tell.
I also wrote down, first time lied to. Now, Okay, do you remember the first time you know someone lied to you, like as a kid?
Santa Claus. He didn't lie to me.
I'm just making sure that there's, like, no, like, four-year-olds here.
Yep. 9:45 on a Thursday night.
I don't know. Like, but no, when you... Not when you, like, later you figure it out, like, right away, like, they lied and, like, you just went along with it. You just went along, like, hey...
I was just saying, I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember being lied to, but I remember not lying and my parents telling me white lies were okay. So, no,
wait. Because you're in Milwaukee and then are your parents racist?
No. Do you know what white lies mean? That's where you just say like a white lie to like hurt their feelings, but it's like not on purpose or malice.
You know what the word white lie means?
It's like for white collar crimes.
No.
I really can't tell if you
I don't even know this
if
a bit.
You don't know what this word is or you
white lies.
Yeah, to tell a little white lie. You've heard that phrase.
Why is it white?
It's a phrase.
Because
it's pure and innocent? I don't know.
Yeah.
that's my guess.
Okay.
Anyways, so what happened is when I think it was like first or second grade, and so my parents didn't want me to go to this like little Cub Scout meeting, because they didn't like the parents that were hosting it, like everyone had to rotate hosting. And so my parents were like, you're not going to go there. They never have anything planned. You kids just run around and do whatever. And so like at the next Cub Scout meeting, the parent was there. And he goes, hey, John, I didn't see you at the meeting. I was like, yeah, my parents said you guys never plan anything, so I couldn't go. And his face of betrayal, I'll never forget of him just turning around and going, I thought they liked me. Like he's just like as a 35-year-old just was destroyed. And that's like the first moment I have where my parents are like, you can't. Don't do that.
What's probably really cool is you probably said it with a big smile. Do it.
Yeah, I was like, hey, no, I won. was. I was like sitting on the blacktop of my grade school. I was just like, yeah. And every other kid's like, Jesus Christ, John. I was like, we're gonna play kickball. And then my parents, you know, my parents got a phone call, and they're just like, John, you can't just do that. I'm like, you told me to be honest and a good person.
How'd that help out with your social status within the group?
Oh, I was fine. I was always the troublemaker. I was the kid who was never invited to birthday parties because I was too out of control.
I was never invited to birthday parties either.
I have a feeling you were not invited for different reasons, though. So,
my parents?
Yeah. After that, the word spread. John's an ungrateful bastard. Don't invite him to your party.
But I was always the kid who wanted to explore and play games. So, like, if someone had an exercise machine, I'd play on it, and then they'd yell at me. And then I'd be like, why? Because I didn't have one.
I know what he means, because at my grandparents' house, they had the thing where you put the weights around it, you put a pin in it, and it lifts it up.
Weight machine?
No, but it had bars. Yeah. In a slidey chair.
Yep.
Oh, like one of the rowing machines.
Yeah, I would pretend I was on the ocean.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be like pretending.
No, but
rowing.
No,
I don't think you should row across the ocean. That's,
no,
that's excessive.
No, but I was pretending. I was playing that I was across the ocean.
That's what people do when they do that. They're like simulating rowing.
No, I was like, God, John. No, I was pretending I was on the ocean.
Do you think like they think on exercise machines?
No. I wasn't. No, I meant like.
I know what you mean, Scott. I'm just saying it's okay because that's what everyone does when they're working out.
I wasn't trying to work out, though. I was just playing.
No!
You seem really offended. I was not trying to work out. Nor would I ever try to work out,
that,
sir.
But the purpose of that machine is to simulate them doing that same action, which is kind of the same mindset that you were doing, is we're pretending you were doing that.
But in a fun sense. Like, yes. There's sharks around me.
Working out can be fun. We really have the same point. I just don't think you're on the same wavelength with me. I'm really agreeing with you.
You think everyone who's working out is just there and going, "This, I hate this.
This is rowing.
My imagination is not engaged at all. I'm here, present right now, thinking
I'm
about
on a basement floor of my grandparents. I'm on a basement floor of my grandparents.
That's what you think people are always thinking?
Not the grandparents.
You know what? I'm imagining I'm somewhere else right now.
I agree.
I don't know if that's an insult.
Drums.
Let's talk about drums.
I don't know how to play them.
Was that the topic?
I don't know. I might have written this like 2 months ago.
Scott, do you remember being lied to?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. When I was little.
Save the show.
What was the song? What was that one song?
Crazy Town.
Crazy Town?
Yeah. Yep.
That was a band.
Yeah. No, it was a sequel to Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. Yep. The train got there.
The last train to Crazy Town?
Yeah.
By the Monkees?
Yeah.
And Ozzy Osbourne. No, the Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
I liked it as a kid. And I remember I remember going to like banquet halls for weddings, because that's all I ever went to banquet halls for were like weddings and stuff. And you would hear the same songs over and over again because of the weddings. And then I remember going to one, because we went there for dinner some night instead of actually like a wedding.
Or a banquet, maybe.
Yeah.
Or fish fry.
I don't know. I was like young.
Or a Cub Scout fundraiser.
But I remember my aunts and uncles and stuff were there, and my aunt was like, oh, I remember telling her, I want to hear this one song. She's like, okay, I'll play it. And then I went to the bathroom to pee, and I came out, and I was like, did you play it? She's like, oh, it played while you're gone. And I was like, oh. And then I realized, no, that song's a couple minutes long. I wasn't in there for more than a minute.
So your aunt's just a terrible DJ.
No,
on the radio, who's like, what do you want to hear? Katy Perry coming up? And they just go, we've had this set for months. Who cares?
No, it was one of those things, like, I guess I just didn't understand how jukeboxes worked. And I didn't see ones, but I thought she knew where it was, so she'd, like, play it.
Oh, okay. So that is the definition of a white lie.
Lying to a kid? Yeah. Wait, how old were you when this happened?
I don't know. Like, when did that song come out?
Bad to the Bone?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Like, 79?
Yeah.
Then somewhere between 79 and, like, 1995. Somewhere in there.
I'm not going to guess.
Let's just guess the 80s. All right.
So you were probably, like, 6, 8? She was just saying for that. So not all night long you wouldn't go up to her and be like, hey, you gonna play that song? Hey, you gonna play that song? Hey, I didn't hear that song
But
yet.
Then she shouldn't have said she'd play it in the first place.
Because you keep asking if she said no. I'm slowly turning into parent mode. I'm sorry, but I'm preparing myself.
She could have easily...
It's gonna happen where you were just gonna keep going up to her. Hey, you gonna play that song? I know you said you couldn't, but can you still? That's what kids do.
I was smart enough to realize she was lying. Don't condescend me as a
then
kid.
If you were that understanding, why didn't you go, you lied to me, why did you do that? And then give her big doe eyes.
Because I don't know if I knew what doe eyes were then.
That's why.
Because aren't does the those are
female deer.
I'm not. I was a boy. If it was fawn eyes, maybe fawn or the baby deer.
Why can't you doe eyes like deer do?
Oh, he's trying to do the.
I'm not sure what he's trying to do. I think he's trying. I don't know.
He's trying to think.
Yep.
So
what's this called? It's called Scott Ruins Your Podcast.
One time. Okay. So one time when I was a kid. And I was outside playing in the snow, and we had snowmobile suits on.
Yeah.
Because that's Wisconsin. And
it's great bumper sticker.
I had to pee, because you're outside and you're a kid, and you don't want to pee before you go outside, because you just want to play.
Sure, yeah.
So I peed all inside my snowsuit.
Yeah, it keeps you warm for a while.
For like 5 seconds.
Yeah, and then it gets really cold.
And then after a while, I was like, oh, I'm getting cold, so I wanted to go back inside. And I was like taking the clothes off, my clothes off, and my mom was like, you peed your pants. And I said, no, I didn't. The kid down the street that's older than me, yep. He peed in my pants.
Yep.
So then my mom was like, no, that's not true. So then my second lie was that, you know, when dogs pee in the snow, it's the yellow snow. He threw a snowball made of dog pee snow at my crotch.
Nice. That was brilliant.
Is that a yellow
lie with that one?
Is that a white lie or a yellow lie?
I appreciate you setting up a bit that long.
It's a true story, though.
No, I know it's.
But what color? Okay, what other colors of lies are there?
That's just it. There's just lies, and there's little white lies. It's you just don't want to hurt their feelings.
I think there's probably lies that are, you know, perjury. There's like white lie, a lie, and then you know something perjury. That gets you sent to jail.
Yeah. Or the kind that burns your hand in Fight Club.
Yeah.
John knows what I'm talking about. Is that lie? Is it lie he uses?
Soap?
Yeah, I don't know.
Soap and fat.
It's lie.
Yeah, he burns his hand with a chemical. Guys, I saw the movie.
Yeah.
So did we. Yeah, he burns his hand with soap.
Is it lie, though? Does he use a lie?
He doesn't lie. He tells the truth about his hand. It's going to burn.
Fuck you. All right. What's the next topic?
Drums.
I hope it's a one-word noun.
I wrote funerals.
Funerals. Good.
What kind of...
I'm for them.
I remember I got my first lie at a funeral. They were playing drums.
They said he's dead. They lied.
No, the guy died.
And I thought like the giver.
Never read it.
I did.
Why did it get so quiet when I said I didn't read it?
Because everyone loves that book, Scott. No, we didn't support the movie because literacy.
What do you want to talk about funerals, Scott?
I don't know. I just wrote funerals.
It's okay when you make notes to, like, have a follow-up or a couple other words.
Or to have a reason to have made the
notes. That's like if you're taking notes in school. Like, 1776.
Okay, John.
Why did you make that note?
I think it was, when you die, what do you want at your funeral?
What do I want at my funeral?
What do you want at your funeral? You can do whatever you want. Put it in your will. I'll see if it happens.
All right. You're assuming. I'm going to live longer than you. Let's all admit it.
I'll make sure my lawyers make it happen.
Okay.
You have lawyers?
If he's threatening me already, I'm going to get lawyers.
I'm not threatening at all. I was just
You just said I'm going to live shorter than you. That's a threat.
That is.
I'm just guessing my statistics.
No, he threatened you. Yeah, you can sue him for that.
It's recorded. And that's
that was a white lie.
Even worse.
Oh.
Perjury.
I think I want like an Irish, traditional Irish funeral.
Is that where you burn you? They burn you?
No, yeah. No, that's... That's a Viking. That's a Viking.
Oh, shit. You mean, you thought by saying traditional Irish funeral that they were going to put me on a boat and throw an arrow into it and set me on fire?
I actually, that'd be really cool. I want to do that. I guess I go down the Fox River and I get caught in the dam. Yeah.
No, like more of a... It's like, do you ever watch The Wire?
No.
Okay.
Because no one will lend me the DVDs. Who has the DVDs?
I don't.
Do you have cable?
No.
Well, there's your problem.
And also, I don't
really just
time machine either.
Hey, John, you want my HBO Go password? Sure, Scott. Here's all the seasons of The Wire for free.
Okay, put it in here.
I don't remember.
Oh. Just put it on the podcast.
Just tell the podcast. JohnEgan@email.com.
Yep, that's not a real email, but go ahead.
At email.com.
One for HBO to go 10.
That's my password. Thanks, Scott.
Sarah Jogging Pants.
Yeah. Sarah Jogging Pants?
Sweatpants? I don't know. Yeah. It's the same thing.
No.
Jogging Pants and Sweatpants.
No.
When you were in the 80s, it was called the same thing.
When I was in the 80s?
Yes. Now...
Between the years of 0 and 6, I wore jogging pants all the time.
But only when you were in the 80s.
Because they didn't have Under Armour and Kevlar and...
Yep,
and yoga pants.
Jogging in Kevlar.
Or whatever it is.
Watch The Wire. No, you don't.
No, you don't watch The Wire.
You know, you shouldn't jog in Kevlar.
Yep. Because you're going to get shot in the street corner because you're a soldier.
Is that a reference to the show?
It sure is.
Damn it. He's ruining things for me.
I'm not really spoiled for nothing.
Okay.
For one line in that show. Anyways, so what they do is like it's more of a party for when Irish people die. Like, you're supposed to drink.
Yeah,
go to
sorry.
Irish bars, and you're supposed to drink and do
I thought
like,
you were talking about
songs
people.
Together. Okay. And I kind of want to party. Like my
as
mom.
As far as I can tell, though, any Irish get together
is a party.
A drink.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's true. But, but instead of being like sad drinking, it's supposed to be like celebratory for the person's life. My mom said already that we're not allowed to wear black to her funeral. That we're supposed to wear bright colors to celebrate her.
Oh.
And then I also know I want to be cremated.
I had an idea for a story once. I wanted to get cremated. Like the person, the main story, they get cremated and then they take the ashes and they pour it into like a paint can.
Okay.
And then they paint the house that color and then
the
house is alive. Yeah, or haunted. But then like they're like, oh, he's part of the house. But then every time they go to hang up pictures, they hammer a nail in the wall and it starts bleeding.
That's really cool, actually, but that's really freaky.
I know. I have a whole story idea for a horror movie.
Why don't you write it?
Because it's long.
No, it's not. If you haven't written it, it's not long.
Yeah, it's not very long. That's actually a really short concept so far.
Yeah.
It's a quick, short story.
Well, look to my book coming out in 2098.
That's a really terrible... Why can't you just set a positive goal? Like, why don't you go, I'm going to complete the first chapter by the end of the year.
How do you know the book's not called In 2098?
Look, I don't. That'd be a weird title. Oh, In 2098, this is going to be a sci-fi. This is a house that bleeds.
It's also
going
to be really hard to promote, too. coming out in 2015 and coming out in 2098.
All right, let's go over the scenario so we welcome you on the show. Scott, you got this new book in 2098. This seems very cool. What's happening in the future?
There's a whole bunch of short stories inside. And I have them. One of them is a house bleeds. I got a whole bunch of stories here.
No, John. But your book is right here. Why'd you take your phone out?
Because I don't...
Why do you have an iPhone 5S? It's 2016.
It's 4S.
All right.
I'm the hipster. Story ideas.
Man, Scott, this is live television.
Man goes in a fancy restaurant and orders food.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
This story idea is called... It's a dream on ocean island boat with people go through doors. That is an awesome... Toss garbage, someone in-house.
I think he was having a stroke just then.
What's going on?
Dream on ocean, go through doors. I
started a bit, and you decided to read sentences in your phone. Like a madman.
No, these are story ideas, John. Lizard people taking over island, hiding all turning into, eating sharks, Jamaican photographs for sale.
Okay. Okay, you wrote these ideas down. You don't have to read them... verbatim. You can elaborate and tell us what.
Right here. Die and cremate into paint. Paint house haunted. Nails bleed. I wrote it.
I never said I didn't believe you that you wrote these down. This is like the fourth time I've said that.
This one is the creepiest one. Find lab in woods. Genetic. Talk to computers. Roof tiles made of flesh and bone. Tiles. Over large holes. Psychic computers interrupt computers thousands of dollars a day, John.
That seems like eight genres together. So you find a golden lab dog in the woods.
I think I can do this. Hold on. I imagine.
Okay.
Man finds horse canyon run, train jump time without gravestone.
Space. Hal eats the thing, and then Susie has sex with it, and baby things come out of her eyes, and in space, Jupiter moons, and the aliens land on Earth, but too late.
Man, Hornhead has Bible salesman run, jump, fly through wall? Question mark.
Titanic found all alive. Who knows? Leo starring it?
Oh shit, that's a good one. I like that.
Oh, you're casting yours already, too? That's
Oh, I wrote Roar. Whoops.
Like, wouldn't that be a funny concept? Like, say if you did a movie about something historical and then they proved it wrong, that they took all your awards back? So, like, say...
I don't think that's how it works.
I'm saying that'd be awesome. So say they found the Titanic, and like, for some reason it was, like, submerged, and the guy who played Leo came out and goes, yeah, I never died. They took away James Cameron's all his Oscars. They took away all his money and, like, his Avatar memorabilia.
Sorry, Stephen King. Not Stephen King. What's his name? Steven Spielberg. Sorry, Steven Spielberg. His name was actually Shibbler.
Shibbler's List.
Good take.
Shibbler's List.
Shibbler.
I don't know, Shibbler sounds like you should make cookies. Have you had some Shibbler's cookies? It's delicious.
Oh, made chocolate chip. Let me cross off my Shibbler's list.
But sir,
on to sugar cookies on my list of cookies.
Sir, but these cookies don't work. I don't care if they don't work. I just want them to keep making cookies.
He's an old man. I could have made more.
If I sold more recipes, I could have made more cookies.
These are all reference to Schindler's List. You guys.
And then they take all the chocolate chips.
It's a good movie.
They take the chocolate chips out of other cookies and they melt it for a ring.
A chocolate chip!
Does chocolate smell?
No.
We're all having a good time. Don't even ask what I want to do with my ashes. We just move. I said I wanted to be cremated, and you rambled off your diary entries.
I assumed you wanted to paint the house and make the walls bleed.
That's
what do you want to do with your ashes, John?
I want them to be thrown into a shark's mouth.
I did write shark on here.
Well, that's lucky.
Eating sharks.
Have you eaten shark before?
No, but the lizards on the island do.
Not even at Hoo Hot? You've never had shark?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Had shark at Hoo Hot?
Yeah.
They sometimes have little pieces of shark.
This one is
tastes like fish.
This one's a sad one. This is one I woke up
crying. Tastes like fish, I'd imagine. Yes.
This one's actually a dream, and I woke up crying. It's gun shooting, bullets same size by distance, attacked by gang, birthday present, take as daughter stolen puppet.
Oh, God. Just fill in the blanks for us, please. We can't.
I thought you were going to, like, instead of making your own story, I thought you were just going to explain my story.
Why would I do that for you?
Because it would have sounded.
I can't explain your stories. I don't know your. I don't understand you.
I don't know why we haven't been doing this every podcast. It's just going over your stories and ridiculing them.
Machines alive in certain areas.
These are getting worse.
He also kind of sounds like if you try the voice we talk, like you talk to your computer, it'll voice recognize.
Oh, yeah.
And it never gets it quite right. That's what he sounds like. He sounds like he read a sentence in there and then it just spit out this kind of.
Machines that help wash your clothes. Machines wash
clothes? Siri.
Well, I'm pausing where the periods and commas are.
But we won't know that.
Are we getting special guests up here?
One more. Time pauses. Knock down to 25% of world. Choose who based on lives. John.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Choose who based on lives. It's how you say it, too.
Yeah, you
it's
don't
like
say
you're
it
confused
right.
By your own words. You wrote these down, right?
I typed them.
Okay, you put the information in there somehow, yes?
Yeah.
You seem confused by it.
Well, I don't want to give those
spoilers
away.
This is what
away.
They're just going to put on the screen when he goes on like a murder spree and they're just in court. Let me read from his iPhone random things where he was eating sharks alive with lizards.
The lizards were turning people into lizards and they're eating the sharks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At the end, during the credits, we were fighting the sharks.
Spoilers.
Why were you fighting sharks during the credits?
Because I turned into a lizard. I got turned into a lizard.
So everyone turns into lizards?
But
we
the credits are rolling and you're still wrapping up the movie?
So you just want to remake Planet of the Apes with lizards?
No, they ate the...
Ooh, Planet of the Lizards. I think that could work.
It was an island, guys. You weren't listening. It's just on an island.
They have islands on planets.
Yeah. I hid it in a washing machine.
I once ate a fish.
I took second place in Risk.
Okay, so
he's still having a great time, by the way.
Oh, he's smiling.
I think they forgot they had the option to leave. They're like, oh my god.
I think this is one of those nights where they know they want to stay out late. Like they're like, we're staying out till 10.
We paid for a 5-hour babysitter. We're gonna have 5-hour babysitter worth.
Okay. All right. Okay, usually we do this part later in the show, but I figured we could get to the secret portions now.
Okay.
And then we could have the people from other places come up, and they can share something, too.
Okay.
So that way it gives them more time to think. So, because, okay, no, so...
To start thinking of a secret.
Okay, no. So every episode, Mike, Scott, and I... Uh-oh. Mike, John... Hold on. This is what happens when I try to write full sentences. Scott is...
Why don't you think like regular people think?
John, I don't think like books think. Or people.
Neither do regular people.
John.
Yeah, all right.
John, what am I doing? Okay,
don't
wait. Shh. This is Scott's Secrets Corner. Come to the podcast.
That's the first I was supposed
Scott,
to call that.
We need to have our theme song for Scott's Secret Corner.
Scott's Secret Corner.
All right, Mike, here we go. All right, 3, 2, 1. It's Scott's Secret Corner, and it's full of secrets in it, because we got Secret Corner, and Mike and John don't remember.
I should cut that and then put it in there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want some dubstep back there.
Oh, I was just going to put it in every episode. Or have...
Yeah, but I just want music behind.
This is the first time you've called it Scott's Secret Corner.
I don't remember what it's called.
It's not called
it's
anything.
It's not called anything.
It's just... This is you just say... You just yell at us to say secrets about ourselves, and then we panic and say something, and then we cry.
Okay. Wait, this is the part of the show where John, Scott, and Mike share secrets.
Yeah, Scott's
at least,
Secret Corner.
At least one... We get to... The audience knows us better. We know each other better. That's all I wanted to say.
But then you said Scott's Secret Corner, and we did it with a theme song.
That was 2 minutes I explained. All right, so who wants to go first? It doesn't have to be like a you kill people secret.
No, that's why would
that's an option?
No, you don't have to.
Okay, I'm glad I don't have to admit that. Thank you.
Okay, I'll go.
Load off my back.
I'll go first.
Okay, go.
I shouldn't have my driver's license.
Yes.
What?
I never passed my temps.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
How do you have a license?
Went to the DMV.
Holy shit, wait.
And they just gave you a license?
So, like, when you were 16, did you not drive right away?
I don't remember. I took a driver's ed class through our school.
All right.
But it was, because it's a lot cheaper.
Okay.
And the thing is, you had to be, like, 16 by a certain date, and I wasn't, so I had to take a later one.
Okay.
So when I was going through it, I turned 16 while I was still in the class. And then, So I was 16, but then we took the test to get our temps, and I apparently got too many wrong, so I didn't pass it.
Okay.
So the teacher's like, well, you have to come in and retake it so we can get your temps. And I'm like, okay. And then I didn't come in and retake it, and then she handed out all the temps, and I just took one, and I signed my name on the back. And then after I drove around for a while, I went and took the DMV. I was like, signed up for my driver's license. She's like, all right. And then they gave it to me after I drove around for a while.
Do you know how to drive?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just a lot.
Scott,
there's a few sketchy areas in like school areas
still?
And something about signs.
Wait, no, you don't want. You don't want sketchy areas in school.
No, like
areas.
Like something about like you have to stop when
for children. Yes,
no,
stop for children.
When the buses are stopping, you have to stop sometimes, but sometimes you don't have to.
Scott,
like when you go around.
You white lied the system into your license.
No, I didn't.
You lied.
Who's lied?
You flat out
you said
lied.
That you took the test and you got your temps, but you didn't. You just signed a piece of paper, fraudulent, and then you drove.
What's the statute of limitations on that?
I don't know.
Is it? I mean,
if you go back to the DMV, they don't care anymore.
Oh, okay.
You're like,
I think you're probably okay.
You're probably okay. If you're driving around, you don't have a history of accidents every second, every time you enter a car, you're fine.
No, I didn't.
That's the limit. You have to have an accident every second.
I only had one accident.
Top accidents.
I only had one accident, and I didn't claim it, so.
Did you pee in your snowsuit? Was that an accident?
Actually, funny story. Not funny for the reason I found out, but
I hope you tell the exact same story now.
No, when I was little, I thought when people had an accident, it was peeing their pants.
Mm-hmm.
But then you just found out people died.
Not always.
Well, in that certain case, it did.
There are levels.
I did not see that coming. I thought you meant like that. You thought people only peed and didn't poop their pants. Like I thought that's what you were saying, and then you said die.
Yeah.
All right, my secret. The first thing I ever stole, I was in middle school, and I stole a blow pop from the candy at a grocery store, and I thought I was a badass.
Nice.
And I walked around the whole store sucking it, like, look what I'm doing.
Are you like,
You stole it and then you ate it.
I ate it in the store while we walked around and then left. Got the stick, threw it in the ground, walked out.
Threw it on the ground?
I did.
It's a double whammy.
Double badass.
Chewing my gum, like, because it's a blow pop.
What flavor was it?
Strawberry.
Don't be proud of that.
Don't look at me. Strawberry is an amazing blow pop flavor.
No, it's like the worst.
Strawberry and watermelon are the best.
No, grape and cherry are the best.
Cherry can suck my dick.
No, cherry can suck my tongue.
I like root beer.
No, that's Tootsie Roll flavor. Yeah,
I was just trying to help in the conversation.
Did you ever find the Indian with the star?
Yeah, we always did.
What?
Oh, that's a funny story.
You killed Indians?
No. When I was little, my like aunt and uncle lived out in Green Bay, like near like Oneida. And one day like a kid shot their window with a BB gun and it shattered and stuff.
Okay.
And I overheard them talking like, oh yeah, like the Indian kid shot it. And I was thinking to myself, like, oh my God. Like thinking it was like a time portal over there.
Indians.
Like cowboys and Indians.
Indians came in, yeah.
I was like, if I go over that hill, I'm in the 1800s. I was like, holy shit, there's gonna be teepees and stuff. And I was always too scared to go over because if I went over the hill and
don't know, there might have been.
There might have been. I didn't want to go over there and not
go back.
You could have
had a different life. You could have danced with wolves.
You still can. If you find the right wolf.
Why did you smile like that? They have furry conventions in Appleton.
They do. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Dance with the Wolf down there.
Yeah. I didn't know we had a local furry connection.
I would like to participate in one of those.
Really?
Well, but, not full on participate. I don't know. Or maybe I would. Maybe I'd get there and
they
like
try to help each other till they come.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it would be a thing I enjoy. I don't know. I've not tried
it.
Yeah,
it's like just...
I'm not against it, though.
Like, you never dry humped a couch when you were in high school.
No! Apparently that's Scott's secret.
I was trying to keep a straight face. I couldn't.
I've never humped a couch.
You did.
Just yet.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
You never...
I have a laptop. Why do I need to hump a couch? Like,
have another drink.
Yeah, just keep telling your lies. Like you never put, like, a bunch of suitcases on top of the cushion and just put your dick between the cushions.
No! Suitcases?
Yeah.
On top of the cushions?
Yeah.
To lay it down.
Yeah, to weigh it down, obviously. To give it the feeling of a nice cushy vagina.
Also, what do you do for cleanup?
Just under the cushion. You don't need to worry about.
You just can't. Your parents just can't slip it anymore. Honey, something's going on. I guess it's one of those they don't flip.
I spilled.
Where are my suitcases?
Oh boy! What? You just stole blow pop? You stole blow pop?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get these secrets. You've told like 8, so.
Uh-oh,
Mike.
I'm gonna go. I do a similar thing that John, but I lied in mine. I stole from a machine. I forget what it was. Some sort of, but it was a. You put a quarter in, you turn it. And you
get,
so I forget what the candy was. I think it was like bubble gum or something. Well, my friend put the money in, and he got candy. I didn't have any money, and so what I did was I started hitting the machine, going
nice.
And then the clerk went, what's wrong? I said, I put some money in here,
yes.
and it didn't give me anything. And so they gave me one. And I went home, and my brother told on me. My mom made me go back, apologize, and give him a quarter.
Dave?
My older brother, yeah, Dave.
Dave.
Bastard.
And he's one that screws the system over now.
What?
Isn't he retired?
Do you talk like people talk?
Alright, so what do you want to do? You want more people to tell a secret?
Yeah.
There's like 12 of them. Who do you want? You want all?
Who wants? Who wants? Is,
you don't have to.
None of them actually want to, no, but who will?
Alex is smiling. Alex and Clay, we'll bring Alex and Clay up first.
So we're leaving?
Yeah, you guys can.
Yeah. We'll stand back here.
Yeah, you stand back. And then
I
you
see how easy
talk, y'all. Hey. Now, to my left is Clay, to my right is Alex. Clay's from Kansas City, Alex is from California.
Originally from Phoenix, Arizona.
You need to sit closer, god damn it. We went through, this is like a year-long thing, we need to know how to sit.
Sorry. I'm originally from Kansas City.
Why is this happening? He's hugged.
That makes you uncomfortable, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Clay, you gotta get in here.
Here we go, yeah. You know, he's like a big teddy bear.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Oh. I want the girls up here now. Okay, what do you guys have for secret? I feel like I'm a weird Santa Claus.
As you can tell, I'm pretty open, Scott.
Okay, then, John, this is backfiring. Yeah.
Do you have a secret you'd like to share?
It doesn't have to be a huge secret. Obviously, 90% of people here don't know you.
All right, I have nothing to lose. This isn't going to be on the internet. I used to write anime fan fiction as a teenager.
What?
Yeah.
Which one?
All of them.
Every anime?
I think I wrote like... it was a website called fanfiction.net. I had like 100 readers. I wrote for Inuyasha.
Okay.
It's about a half man, half dog.
I know what it is.
And it is as sexy as you think it is.
Wow.
Was it
the sexy kind of fan fiction where everyone's touching each other's dicks?
That's what you think is sexy, all right?
No.
Did you have like little like Sailor Moon chicks with like the small skirts and
you could see
their panties when they did the little spin around thing?
I could go back and edit it.
That'd be great. I mean, that's what I would.
That's why I need you.
Right. Well, we should put our brains together.
Look at, I'm making connections. Two different time zones.
Yeah.
Two different time zones, one shared cartoon fantasy.
Is anyone here animate? We can animate them and tell it like a story.
I don't.
No. All right, well.
I feel like that violates some human rights. I don't know.
They're not real people. You said it was half.
We're animating these people. They're real.
Wait.
I can get a philosophical debate about these people.
We're
human beings.
Like flash animation, not like.
They're not going to flash us after that conversation. So.
Well, no.
You're not implying that we're going to get out there and move people around.
I'm not. I'm
not Clay. Why do you volunteer yourself for these things?
Well, I'd like to touch people.
Is that your secret?
You'd be surprised. Yeah. No, my secret, my secret is wife has, we've had two kids, 11 and 9 years old, and I could tell like several secrets, but this has just recently happened.
Uh-oh.
My 9-year-old daughter had a friend over, and they were, her friend had an iPod Touch, and my 9-year-old was using a Android tablet, and her friend Lucy, I'll just name her Lucy.
It's out there now.
Lucy's got older siblings, and Lucy on her iPod Touch searches sex on YouTube. Okay. Well,
she searched for sex on YouTube, but didn't go to YouTube and put in sex.
She was on YouTube and she put in sex.
Okay.
And searched sex on YouTube, and The I guess first one that came up, and I don't know what account she has or anything like that, but the first thing that came up was a Japanese softcore porn movie. And so...
Wait, they have nudity on YouTube?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been going to porn sites like an idiot.
You have to be signed in with an adult's account.
Oh, okay.
And that kind of thing.
I don't do that anymore.
I guess. I mean, but so anyway, this comes up, and they're watching it on this teeny tiny little 3-inch iPod touch screen. And so my brilliant daughter said, well, let's look at it on my tablet, and dials it up. And there they are, 9-year-olds watching this, you know, porn movie. And it's like, you know, softcore. Look, wow, sorry, God. The lights are flashing. And she's watching this little, you know, softcore Japanese porn movie. And anyway, they erase their history and they put the tablets away and they go to bed. In the middle of the night, we're talking like 2 a.m, Kenna, my daughter, comes running in, Mom, Dad, I don't want to be friends with Lucy anymore. And we were like, why? We looked at something bad. She made me look at something bad, she says, and then proceeded to explain what was going on. And we were like, oh, my God. And it was quite shocking. So this is the first public thing. Okay, so I had to give you all of this background, but here's the secret.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, shit.
It wasn't you in the video. Okay.
Oh, thank God. Here's the secret. I knew the movie she was talking about. There you go.
Did you try to act like you didn't to her?
Oh, they did.
Oh,
what?
Fukaki Challenge 5? What the?
Hopefully my wife doesn't go, I wonder what Clay's up to this weekend. There was supposed to be a podcast. Oh, my God. I'll be in so much trouble.
Don't worry, this won't come until, like, December.
Oh, okay. All right. There we go.
That was a slam on me. So. I was afraid you were going to say something like, oh, she looked on, and like it was signed in as you, and then like it was just, all she did was click on favorites and started watching the videos in there or something. So
yeah. No, they were sneaky.
Cool. That was...
What was your first porn movie?
First porn I watched?
Yeah.
Like real porn or fake porn?
What's...
what is
don't
the difference?
Don't everyone just gasp. Or what? Well, I mean, like... Okay, you know, like...
Fake porn like G.I. Joe's and Barbies?
It's like the Lego pieces together. No, like, because I remember seeing videos that were just, like, when they had, like, webcam girls. And this was, like, years ago, so it was, like, they had really shitty hair and ugly faces. And, like, so it was, like...
Yeah, because they... Don't
they've improved a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, they have, like, high def now and stuff like that. It's great. Yeah. This is, like, in high school or something when I, like, had... Wait, no, I suppose I saw stuff before that. I don't know. A magazine, probably. A video? Or what are you talking about?
I don't know. I just was curious.
An interactive media. Naked women pretending to watch you, Scott.
I don't know. A friend gave me some Playboys in high school, maybe. They were, like, from, like, 91, so it was weird.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they look like they'd be, like, dead by now, but they're only, like, 8 years old. Not 8 years old. I mean... The magazines were like 8 years old.
The magazines were 8 years old.
Do you
old.
Have I another secret, Scott?
No. Yeah. No. I get to introduce my neighbors.
I get weirded out when I look at porn and I know it's from like a certain amount of time in the past. I try to imagine with like what they look like now.
I don't. Because they don't look good right. Like, sometimes like 2 years
ago. Or maybe
later.
Like they stopped doing that and their English major paid out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a psychology major. I can fucking say.
Why does it have to be an English major?
I don't know. The anthropology major. I'm just going to offend every single person.
I'm pretty sure everybody was offended by your singing earlier. But well done.
Surprisingly, I came up with all of that today.
That was great. Actually, I have to commend you. That was a really, really fun set. And to just, like, you know... sing through everything. I think that's kind of ballsy.
I came in late, so I didn't see what he's talking about.
You're a dick, Scott.
I don't know.
Scott would like to thank you for being on the show.
Okay. No, I was going to kick you off. No, to replace with more people.
Okay. All right.
So give them a round of applause. Hey, thank you. Who else? Kansas City wise or California wise? Because if it's only these two, yeah. Give a round of applause for Eric and Devin. All right, Eric and Devin. Eric's from Kansas City. Devin's from California. I don't know where they're originally from. You're from here.
I'm from here originally.
I'm from not here.
Where's not here?
Kansas City.
You're from Kansas City.
Yep.
That's what I goddamn said.
Yes.
How come everyone from California is from different places, but Kansas City, they just stay there?
Because everybody wants to go to California from the shitty place they're from.
Yeah, that's true. You were from Arizona. Don't... So, what kind of secrets do you guys want to share?
One time I pooped my pants in protest.
What were you protesting?
It was fourth grade, and I asked...
You protested
to raise
in fourth grade?
Well, yeah, I protested hardcore this way. I shit myself. That's hardcore protest. But I raised my hand to go to the bathroom, and the teacher wouldn't let me. So to teach her a lesson, I shit myself. Which in turn taught myself a lesson not to shit myself in class.
Did she let you go to the bathroom every time after that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The plan backfired. Let me just say that.
Literally.
Yeah, literally backfired. I ate Cheez-Its a lot in fourth grade. It's not going to be that gross, don't worry. But then all the other kids would be like, smells like poop. I was like, oh, just rotten Cheez-Its in the back of my desk. That's where my fourth grade mind went. I'm going to blame it on rotten food in my desk and not the shit in my face.
How long did she make you sit there in it?
The rest of the day.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't get a recess or anything?
No. That was like the end of the day. I just had lunch.
So it wasn't that long of a day.
Yeah, I just had lunch, you know. I had like the milk shits.
That's nice.
Yeah.
The milk shits?
Yeah.
You're saying like it's a normal thing. I suppose we're in Wisconsin. We're used to just milk. I drink half a gallon of milk once in one sitting. Just because.
Because why not?
Because why not?
That's what I do when I want to pass time.
Yeah. Is that another secret of yours?
No, I just had milk to drink.
Oh.
And I was like, I need to finish this.
It's good to have a hobby.
Yeah. Actually, the funny thing is I did almost the same thing in first grade.
Oh.
But I didn't do it at a protest. I did it because I peed my pants.
So you might as well make it a double
no,
thing.
No, I pretended. No, I was like, it was one of those things where like I raised my hand. Like, I had to pee. And she wouldn't, like, call me, so I, like, couldn't get up and sat down, like, teacher. And then I was like, fuck it. And I just pissed all over the front of my jogging pants. And then we had to sit in the front on a carpet for reading time. And I sat down right in the front because I love reading time. And my teacher's like, whoa. And I was like, don't worry, they're color-changing pants.
First grade, nice.
I don't want to sit by either one of you anymore.
I also had have a peeing pants story. I was somewhere where there was no bathroom. It was like out in public with a group of people. But I had a soda, and I had to pee really bad. So instead of like, you know, trying to find a bathroom, I was with a bunch of friends, and I had them pay me money and be like, how much money will you give me to pour this soda on my pants and make it look like I peed myself? I got $20 out of the deal. And then I just actually peed myself.
That story took a completely different turn. I think you're going to say to pee into the bottle or like to drink your pee or something. Just,
nope.
Just pour it.
Nope. Pour it on and then let it go.
That's genius.
That actually is genius.
That's like saying, hey, judge, how much did you pay me to throw this bloody glove away that has my fingerprints on it? Like, no evidence, Your Honor. And then you're like, oh, I got you're scot-free. I wish it. I will always get away with crimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you blend right in.
Well, those are my secrets.
Do I have to give a shit in my pants story?
No, you don't
know.
John, I have one if that's what you want.
He shit his pants. John fucking ate a sucker. There's a big range in there.
Can I change it up a little bit? I'll tell a secret. That someone told me one time.
As long as it's fun.
I think it's fun.
Okay.
What's fun in a tragic, sad way.
Oh, great. It's not like a whole accident thing again.
No, no shitting. I was a kid, 6-year-old kid, and I had a dog. And one day I came home, and the dog wasn't there anymore. And my mom and dad were like, oh, yeah, the dog ran away. And I was so sad for a year, 6 years old. And I'm 40 now, and 2 years ago, when I was 38, my parents were visiting me out in California, and I'm sitting at a bar with them, and for some reason, we started talking about pets, and I go, oh yeah, remember the one dog we had, Mom, that ran away? And my mom looks at me and says, oh, that dog didn't run away, I ran over him one day, and we didn't have the heart to tell you, and my childhood just... was like, what else did you lie to me about then? So yeah, that's my secret. My mom told me.
Mm-hmm.
No shitting pants though.
That's good.
So that's it. Not as fun.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's my secret story.
You're right. That is.
I would have rather heard a shitting pants story.
I have a shitting. Go on my shitting pants.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I will share my shitting pants story. I was driving the car one day, and like the fear hits you. You're like, I have to go now. And I see if you remember Blockbuster videos,
these yes.
Blockbusters, and there was a Blockbuster, and I stopped. It was like, I don't know, 5-10 years ago. And I run into Blockbuster, and I'm like squeezing the cheeks, like, excuse me, can I use your restroom? And they're like, oh, yes, it's in the back of the store. The clerk tells me that. So I go to the back of the store, and it's getting worse and worse building up. And I get there,
and it says, please ask associate for key.
Oh.
At which point, I turn around, and it starts coming out.
Oh.
And I'm in the back of the store. I'm like, that bastard could have just gave me the key. Nothing would happen. So now, it is coming down my leg, and I have to walk back to the front of the store, trying to still squeeze whatever I can. It's not come out, but it's coming. And I'm like, excuse me, can I get the key for the restroom? Like, oh, yeah, it gives me the key. And I go back. But this time, it had all come out. So I go into
Job's done.
But now there's a new job of cleaning myself up in the Blockbuster restroom. So I go in, and I just start grabbing paper towels and everything. And I take my pants completely off. Legs just... This is a beautiful story. Sleep on this one. And my legs are just covered in my own feces. And I start wiping them down. I'm using water and stuff. And I take off my boxers, and they're just completely soaked. So I just... The wastebasket in the bathroom was like... It was like end of the day kind of thing. So it's like 5 o'clock. It's like full of just crap. I just literally put my boxers on top of it, and it's more full of crap. And just, you can see it's soaked. You can see the shit in them. And I put my pants back on, close the door, walk right back out, leave the key for the associate, say, thank you for letting me use your restroom, and I just left. And I always just wondered who went in there after me.
Yeah.
And just saw shit on the floor, paper towels. Paper towels just soaked with poop. I mean, because it was like the diarrhea poop, you know? And the boxer's just sitting there and thinking, what hell happened to this guy?
I think I would have kept the key as, like, a day to remember. Like a memento.
But none of it
will never happen.
But none of it would have happened if he would have just... He knew I wanted to go to the restroom. I said, Kenny, where's your restroom? He told me where it was. Like, why wouldn't you give me the key? Why would you make me walk all the way to the back? And then by that accident time, it would have been avoided. I could have just went in, made it in time, and gone. So it was really his own fault. So I hope he had to clean it, is what I'm saying. That's my poop story.
Great. This is just poop really... stories with Scott.
All right, that's Eric and Devin.
Horrible term.
All right. Applause. Anybody else? Do you want to or no? Sure. Or we have Dave or Gina if they want to come up.
Dave,
come on up here.
Dave.
All right, we have Anna from Kansas City. Are you from Kansas City?
Lincoln, Nebraska, originally.
New state. And are you from California?
Yeah, Orange County.
It's like reverse time. You're the different one, and you're the different one.
Yeah, you're right.
We're different.
He's a dude. I'm not. I don't know what you want.
Okay, who wants to tell a secret first?
I pooped once too, but I don't know if anyone wants to hear about it because we've talked about it so much. But
you want to hear it?
You want to hear about
it? He wants to hear it.
I could tell you a not poop secret too.
That's either way,
whichever one you want. I was really sick when I was like 10, 11, something like that. I was really like. Ill, sick, like I'd been sick for a few days, like when you have to...
Is this the non-poop story or the poop story?
You'll find out. I don't want to ruin the end. And I woke up one night pooping my pants. There you go. Now you know. Yeah. And I woke up pooping and I didn't know what to do. I was like really sick. And so I like walked to the restroom just like still shitting myself while walking. And then I cleaned everything. I cleaned the floor and I cleaned myself and I bundled up all my like my pajamas that I was sleeping in and the covers and everything. But then I realized that I was 10 and I didn't know how to work a washing machine. So I just bundled everything up and I couldn't throw it out because it was... all of my pajamas and all of my bed sheets, and so I crumbled it up, and then the next morning I told my parents that my cats shit my pants. And that's the time I pooped. Only time I've ever done that.
But you were sick. Your cats shit your bed. And then, do they think the cats, like, pull the sheets off and everything?
Well, I'm pretty sure that they probably figured out somehow... that all of the poop in my shorts was not belonging to cats.
Yeah.
That all just that amount from this sick 11-year-old, 10-year-old human probably didn't come from a kitten.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Maybe they're dumb. I don't know.
Yeah, he probably didn't know how to work the washing machine either.
Me?
No, the cat.
Oh.
It's true.
I don't know how to run their washing machine. I'm assuming it's different than mine. I barely know how to use my washing machine. Oh, I forgot my... Oh, shit. I was doing laundry before I left my house.
I'll take care of that when I get home.
That's a secret, kind of.
Not really. It has to be wrinkled and smelly now because it's in the washing machine. Don't say aw. It's not like an animal is in the washing machine.
What'd you do that was so great?
Well, I have a poop story, too.
You have a poop story, too?
Yeah, I got that...
Uh-oh, what's happening here?
That 16-bean soup mix. I didn't go with the 8. I went to the 16. I figured maybe there's more nutrients in it. And I made, with a pressure cooker, I cooked the beans, and I made beans. And I had a lot of beans for a couple days.
16 different beans?
16 different beans.
Different kinds of beans? Just 16 beans.
16 different types of beans in one package.
There can't be that many types of beans.
Yeah, 16 bean soup.
There's green.
There's
yellow.
There's
red.
Mung beans.
Black.
There's black beans. There's
black-eyed peas.
Beans, kidney beans.
Lima.
I'm not a bean expert, but it says 16 on the package.
Chili beans. I'm hiccuping. Black beans.
So you ate these beans, huh?
String beans.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I go to the beach, and I really got to go to the bathroom, and there's a huge line. I stand in line for a long time, and there's like, there's probably like 10 bathrooms, and the lines are huge, like 30 people in line. Finally, I get to the bathroom, and I don't want to sit on the seat, so I just kind of squat down a little bit.
Why don't you want to sit on the seat?
Because it's kind of nasty.
Oh.
And the bathroom is the color of that ceiling. And I shit, and all of a sudden the bathroom got dark. And I turn around and looked on the wall. It looks like someone took a stucco gun and just... I kid you not. It was like, you know, The Exorcist when that girl spits that shit out of her mouth? Like, it came out of my ass. But like, I still don't believe it. Like, supernatural. And then,
so you paintballed the wall with your butt,
it's beyond me that I was capable of that. I'm thinking I'm blowing down 16 beans, just like, I mean, it was like leaf. I don't know. I don't understand it. The bathroom literally went dark.
So
I go over to the toilet paper, and there's like that one little piece left stuck to the roll, and that's it.
Use it wisely.
Because, you know, I was like, okay, I got to clean this bathroom up, which was pretty much impossible. So I use that, just that one little piece for myself, wash my hands, and I go to the door and like act natural and walk it out. And then as soon as the person took the door, I fucking ran. You know? I mean, what can you do? I mean, these people are all out there waiting in line. They want to go to the bathroom. And it was completely unusable. I mean, it's like, what do you, like, give some kind of speech? I shit all over the whole... I just ran in my mind. I had this idea of all these people running after me down the beach.
Did you go in the water right away to wash off? Or
yeah,
did you...
I went in the water and swam. But that was... It was bizarre. I can't explain it. Except the 16 bean soup was
Did you eat the whole thing at once?
No, but it looked like it. But you know, you have it over the days. You have the pressure cooker with all the beans in there.
No, I don't know that.
I don't just eat beans. But
it kind of sounds like you do.
No, I. But you know, I mean, I guess the combination, and it was just that was. It was literally like The Exorcist when that girl spits that shit out of her mouth.
But it was out of your butthole.
Out of my butthole. The magic butthole. That's
right.
My secret story.
Give a round of applause for Dave and Animal. Alright. And then Mike and John are coming back.
I also shit my pants.
Yeah, how the auditions go? Did you talk about shitting your pants?
What audition?
I hope that they... Well, to replace us, obviously. This was, right?
I don't know. Are they going to live here?
No. Either way, I hope we talked about shitting our pants.
Yes. Mike, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that a lot of people have shit their pants. And that Scott doesn't think like novels talk.
No, I think like... You could think... You have to... Good night, everybody!
Scott.